Unit 6.
Part 1. The Benefits of Yoga.
2. Yoga around the world.
Read the passage. Circle the letters A through D to answer the questions or complete the statements.
In a world where we are defined and divided by our differences rather than being united by our human commonality, a need is growing among those who are seeking a culture of peace, acceptance, and understanding to connect with each other in a space of safety, love, and sympathy. Millions of people around the world have come to yoga in search of such a space. As yogis, we can travel all over the world and find others who share our devotion to union, not just among our own bodies, minds, and spirits, but also among every race, culture, and nation. When we practice our sun salutations in Los Angeles, we welcome the same sun that is greeted and admired in Shanghai, Sydney, London, Calcutta, Osaka, and Buenos Aires. When we lift ourselves into downward facing dog in San Francisco, our hands and feet are pressing into the same earth, absorbing and circulating the same energy as those practicing in Cairo, Istanbul, Johannesburg, Athens, and Berlin. This month, we have brought together the experiences of yogis who have taken their practices around the world, some to teach, some to learn, and some simply to submerge themselves in the bottomless ocean of yoga's energy. Each of these stories conveys the beauty and diversity that our world has to offer, while at the same time showing that no matter how far we travel, the spirit of yoga remains the same. When we lie down in meditation, we are renewing our attachment to the same universal creator, regardless of our location, the color of our skin, or the circumstances of our upbringing. Every time we sing a chant with every other that has been uttered many times, it echoes the creation of the universe at the beginning of time, connecting us with all that has come before and all that is yet to be.
4. The Healing Power of Music. Read the following passage and do the exercises. Music has been used in medicine for thousands of years. Ancient Greek philosophers believed that music could heal both the body and the soul. Many physicians and psychologists find that music has surprising power to help patients improve or maintain their health. Research has shown music can perform influences to all aspects of the mind, body, brain, and behavior. Music can stimulate certain areas of the brain, speed healing, decrease anxiety, and increase optimism. Therefore, there's a growing field of healthcare known as music therapy, which uses music to heal. In recent years, the healing power of music in the form of music therapy is widely encouraged by many doctors around the world. Research also proves that patients suffering from such as migraine, high blood pressure, labor pain, depression, and even Alzheimer's disease recover well and the wounds heal faster when given music therapy. The healing power of music is very surprising in patients suffering neurological disorders who cannot talk or move. They are often able to sing and sometimes even dance with music. Studies indicate both hemispheres of the brain are involved in processing music. Music's healing power sounds great, but how does it work? No one knows all the ways music can benefit the body. But studies have shown that music can affect brainwaves, brain circulation, and stress hormones. Other studies suggest music may help increase production of endorphins, which speeds healing, reduces the danger of infection, and controls heart rate. These effects are usually seen during a period of time after the music therapy. Music is a great healer. Great music nourishes us in ways we don't even realize. It inspires us, relaxes us, energizes us. In short, it heals us and keeps us well. Nowadays, music's power to heal is becoming well known. With all these benefits that music can carry, it is no doubt that music is widely used in hospitals, clinics, surgery centers, dentist's office, and physician's offices. So, don't wait another day to learn how to use music as a tool for healing.
Part 2. Exports.
3. What are your favorite exports?
Mike and Lily are talking about their favorite sports. Listen to the tape or CD, then look at the chart and tick in the box for the two speakers' favorite sports.
Lily, what sports do you usually take part in?
I go in for skiing.
Oh, my goodness. No one goes skiing anymore now. That's for the old people.
Well, what sports do you usually do?
I usually go skateboarding with my friends on weekends.
That sounds great.
Yeah, I'm really fond of skateboarding. It's an extremely exciting sport. The winds are so strong, and the board can go as fast as 25 miles an hour.
And what else do you like?
Rock climbing, rafting, and surfing.
4. Going skydiving. John and Bill are talking about their plan for the coming Sunday. Listen to the tape or CD, then decide whether the following statements are true or false.
Hi, long time no see, Bill.
Yeah, it's been quite a long time. How are things with you?
Quite good. And you?
Fine. What are you going to do on Sunday?
I'm going to go skydiving.
That sounds like a great idea. I watched it on TV last week. It was really fantastic. Could I go with you?
Sure.
That's great. See you on Sunday.
See you then. Bye.
5. Irish extreme sports.
Read the passage about extreme sports and do the exercises.
Two Irishmen, Gary and Paddy, walk into a pet shop. We'll take 4 budgies, says Gary. The owner puts the budgies in a box. The two go to the top of the corner pass. There, Gary looks down at the 1,000-foot drop. Looks like a grand jump. He takes 2 birds out of the box, puts one on each shoulder, and jumps off the cliff. As the budgies fly off, Gary falls all the way to the bottom, killing himself stone dead. Paddy shakes his head. This budgie jumping is too dangerous. A moment later, Seamus arrives. He's been to the pet shop too, and walks up to the edge, carrying another box in one hand and a shotgun in the other. He takes a parrot from the box and lets him fly free. He then throws himself over the edge of the cliff with a gun. Halfway down, Seamus takes the gun and shoots the parrot. Seamus hits the bottom and breaks every bone in his body. Paddy shakes his head. And I'm never trying that parrot shooting either. Paddy is just getting over the shock of losing 2 friends when Sean appears. He's also been to the pet shop and is carrying a box out of which he pulls a chicken. He takes the chicken by its legs and throws himself off the cliff and disappears. Once more, Paddy shakes his head. Hang gliding is not my thing. Vocabulary, new words.
Tug.
pull up,
judo,
skate,
tumble,
gymnastics,
push up,
yoga,
rowing, unite,
commonality,
sympathy,
yogi,
union,
salutation,
press,
absorb,
submerge,
diversity,
meditation,
renew,
attachment,
upbringing,
utter,
echo,
indifferent,
apartheid,
dissident,
therapy,
nourish,
hemisphere,
emotion,
fear,
disappointment,
anxiety, white water,
rafting,
skydiving,
orienteering,
skateboarding,
skiing,
goodness,
fond, surfing,
fantastic,
Irish,
budgie,
grand,
shoulder,
cliff,
shake,
edge,
shotgun,
parrot,
bone,
disappear,
gliding.
Proper nouns:
Calcutta,
Osaka,
Buenos Aires,
Cairo,
Gary,
Paddy,
Connor Pass,
Seamus,
Sean.